Can we be gentle with each other? That might seem to be our question on a morning that is everyone probably walking a little slower, smiling through any possible headaches, perhaps. LSU's victory late last night, or was it early this morning, hopefully doesn't just provoke some confidence the next time Nick Saban appears on television, but also some gentleness towards each other. Maybe the question really is, how do we respond when we are not treated with gentleness? It could happen, after all, even today. Let's let Hannah and our first reading huddle us up and give us that game plan. Her fidelity here is remarkable. In continuing to pray for a child and believing God could still work, in keeping her vow, ultimately, as we'll hear later. But it's always this exchange with Eli that I hold on to. How long will you make a drunken show of yourself? Sober up from your wine. Now, that might be appropriate for a few Fighting Tigers fans to hear this morning, but it's not appropriate for Hannah, who provoked this only by praying too hard. Hannah is not treated with gentleness, not even by a minister. But even there, she does not let Eli distract her from her task. My prayer has been prompted by my deep sorrow and misery, is her explanation. Can we be gentle with each other? How do we respond when we are not treated with gentleness? Questions to consider today as maybe we move a little slower, as we look to Hannah for a guide, as we try to keep our eyes fixed on God and not on any distractions.